I guess for starters, how would you summarize the story?
Toad goes to Frog's house one morning, as he often does, and he finds a note that tells him that Frog has decided he wants to be alone that day.
I'm just going to interrupt real quick to say that I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect from KNKX, and I'm with Jenna Morlone, who is the director of the University of Washington Center for Philosophy for Children. Please carry on.
Sure. So Toad, reading that note, starts to get very worried and asks himself, why does Frog want to be alone? Is he unhappy? Does he not want to be my friend anymore? And so he starts desperately searching all over for Frog and finally sees him across the water on an island. So he finds a turtle who he asks to take him across to the island, kind of in a state, and gets over there and says, Frog, why do you want to be alone? Why don't you want to be my friend anymore? And Frog says, yes, I woke up this morning and I thought about how wonderful my life is, including how lucky I am to have you for a friend. And I wanted to be alone today and just think about how fine everything is. And now I'm very glad to see you. And then the story ends that they spend the rest of the day being alone together.
And what are the things that jump out to kids typically?
Often what they'll say is, first, it's sort of a little bit puzzling when Frog says that he wants to spend the day thinking about how lucky he is to have Toad as a friend. Why doesn't he just want to spend the day with Toad then, if he feels so lucky to have Toad for a friend? The children always want to talk, it seems to me, about what does it mean to be alone with someone else? And that often leads to the question, can you be alone with someone else? And can you be lonely whether or not you're with other people? In other words, you can be lonely if you're alone. Can you also be lonely when you're with other people? And often children will say, I think I'm often a lot lonelier when I'm with other people than when I'm by myself. Because when you're with other people and you're not feeling connected to them, you feel lonelier than when you're just by yourself, if you want to be by yourself. And then often children will sort of puzzle about wanting sometimes to be alone and sometimes feeling like that isn't an acceptable thing to say. And so we'll talk sometimes about our society and if we value solitude.
It seems like as adults, as parents and teachers and so on, that we don't necessarily encourage kids to know how to be alone in a healthy way. If they're alone, we immediately want to go help them or keep them company, right?
There are ways in which we don't often take children seriously, that we don't really think that children need time to sit and think and deliberate about whatever's going on for them. We think we need to fill their time with sort of productive activities or whatever, and don't really give them the space to sort of be able to say, no, I need a day just by myself to think.
Does that impulse resonate with you personally?
Oh, it really does. I'm someone who likes a lot of alone time, and sometimes I have felt in my life that is hurtful to other people. And actually, I remember when I was like high school years, and sometimes I would say to a friend, you know, I just really want to be alone. And I remember my father saying to me, oh, you should never say that. And like explicitly saying to me, don't ever say that. It's very rude. Just, you know, tell me you're not feeling well. And I said, I don't think it's better to lie to my friends than to tell them that I want to be alone. And I remember having this conversation with him, and we just really saw it differently.
Could I ask you to read the last, like, couple of pages?
Sure. So Toad gets up on the island and tells Frog that he came over because he wanted Frog to be happy. So here's how it ends. But Toad, said Frog, I am happy. I am very happy. This morning, when I woke up, I felt good because the sun was shining. I felt good because I was a frog. And I felt good because I have you for a friend. I wanted to be alone. I wanted to think about how fine everything is. Oh, said Toad, I guess that is a very good reason for wanting to be alone. Now, said Frog, I will be glad not to be alone. Let's eat lunch. Frog and Toad stayed on the island all afternoon. They ate wet sandwiches without iced tea. They were two close friends sitting alone together.